There's a good amount of housing construction going on around the valley, but a lot of those projects are apartment buildings, rental housing, as opposed to single-family housing. It's been a pretty good run for the valley's rental housing market over the past several months, and with me to talk about it is Pete Tecamp. He's a commercial real estate agent with the firm Marcus & Millichap in Phoenix. And Pete, it looks like, as far as valley rental housing, as the valley's rental housing market goes, it seems like there are some good signs, but also some not-so-terrific signs. Would you say that's an accurate reading?
Well, here's how I would characterize what's happening in the rental market right now. And I think in our last interview, we called it the halcyon days of apartments from a landlord's perspective. Highest rents ever, lowest vacancies ever, among the lowest concessions ever. Vacancies ticked up a little bit, but that's a function of a concern in the marketplace related to all of the new units that are coming online. And that's what all the people who deal with me want to know about. How many units are coming? What type of apartments are being built, size range, price range to the consumer, et cetera. So that's a concern on everybody's mind right now, and people are worried that we might be overbuilding. I don't think that's the case, but we can get into that in a moment.
How many new units are coming online, and what do you see as the demand for this kind of housing right now?
Are you sitting down?
So here's, I am, yes.
Here's what we have. So far this year, through the end of third quarter of 16, we have added 5,067 new apartment units.
Is that a lot?
On average, we build between 5,000 and 6,000 per year. So that's just through the third quarter. So keep in mind, we still have to get through October, November, and December. The interesting thing, again, that this is what everybody wants to talk about. Right now, as of you and I sitting here speaking, there are 10,380 units that are scheduled for construction or under construction.
What's the time frame for those being finished?
It depends. Most of that is going to come online over the next 12 to 18 months. Maybe a quarter to a third of it will actually be up and running by the end of the year. I don't see this slowing down anytime soon.
Are there enough people to fill all those apartments?
Well, we have among the lowest vacancies right now that we've ever had in Maricopa County since I've been keeping track of the market in 1995. So we're going on 21 years. And vacancies right now are 7.3% valley-wide. That is not the lowest it's ever been, but it's close to the lowest it's ever been. And the other thing that happened in the most recent quarter is 9 out of 30 submarkets recorded average rents above $1,000 a month. That's never happened before.
Of all of those apartments that have come online and those 10,000 plus that are looking to come online in the next 12 to 18 months, how many of those would you consider high-end luxury type apartments?
That's a great question. And I would say that most of them are. Let me illustrate something. In 2010, or since 2010, we have built 10,918 one-bedroom, one-bath units with an average square footage of 760. The average asking rent for those is $1,168 a month.
That sounds like a lot.
It is. Now, if you take into account anything built 2009 and earlier, just valley-wide, there's 103,655 one-bedroom, one-bath units with an average size of 662. So the new product is a little bit bigger, or actually 100 square foot, almost 100 square feet larger, which is significant. And the average rent, asking rent for those is 773. So that's a $400 plus spread over what the conventional typical average is out there. So the new units that are coming online, most of it, 95 to 98% of it, is Class A plus, high quality, rich amenity package, primo location, high-end apartments. And there's concern that our rental market might be getting top heavy.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that because it seems like there would be a market for people sort of either in the middle or even on the lower end. And as these new units, these new high-end units come online, maybe some of the older units that had been considered nice, that maybe are no longer considered nice because there's much nicer that's there, maybe those could be converted into something that people who can't afford upwards of $1,000 for a one-bedroom unit could live in.
There's a term out there that the rest of the industry, a lot of insiders are using it right now, but the entire industry is going to know about it and be talking about it within the next 6 to 12 months, called workforce housing. Infill, located apartments, maybe some older buildings that are purchased by an investment group, that they upgrade the units, maybe not to an A-plus standard, but to a very nice standard that caters to that middle-range renter who has been, over the last 4 or 5 years, as these numbers indicate, severely underserved, because all of those buildings that you had just described are there's waiting lists of renters to move into them.
In the past, when you and I have spoken, we've talked about the sort of shortage of lower income housing and apartments for folks with more modest incomes. Do you see that changing anytime soon?
Not at all. In fact, so far this year, just through year-to-date 2016, if you talk about a family that might go rent a two-bedroom, two-bath unit, we built 1,845 two-bedroom, two-bath units in 2016 through the third quarter of this year. Average asking rent, $1,485. That's a mortgage payment for these people that you're talking about.
It seems like for folks who can't afford to buy a house, who might be looking to rent, it seems like they might have trouble finding a place where they can even afford to rent.
That's why this workforce housing market is really getting stronger in the marketplace, and why there is so much demand from the renter's perspective and from the investor's perspective to get into those, fix them up, and get them going. But it's area specific, and I want to emphasize it's submarket specific. We have 30 submarkets that we keep track of, and all of them have unique characteristics, and all of them have different market psychology.
Where do you see the top for this market right now? Like, are we approaching the peak? Are we sort of on a bubble now? Like, where do you think we are?
A lot of people out there feel that we're at the top of the market, and we're not going to know that until we look back and say, oh, gee, things really turned down. I'm very, very bullish on the near and intermediate term of Phoenix. And the thing that drives our market is job growth. And unlike cycles in the past, we are not dependent on the construction industry. That was really the one industry that brought a lot of people here. And there are some ancillary things that are related to that. But we're diversifying into biotech and distribution. And there are all these other industries that are employing people. And those people need to live someplace. And they're renting apartments.
Do you still find that the people who are renting these higher end apartments are those who ideally would like to be buying a house, or are these people who are choosing to rent and this is what they are choosing to rent?
I hear the term, or we've all heard the term millennials over the past few years, and say these people want to be mobile and they want to live in a hip urban setting. Well, now the millennials are getting older and some of them are starting families, and maybe living in that cool hip urban apartment building no longer suits their lifestyle. Millennials are smart people, and they are recognizing the value of home ownership. And there are savvy developers who are building infill. They ostensibly appear to be apartment buildings, but a lot of it is owner-occupied housing. And so they're trying to cater to that niche in the market. And it's not just millennials. There are people who want to, you know, be the empty nesters. So we're seeing more density developments coming online. And I think you're going to see more owner-occupied housing that appears to look like an apartment building, but really might be an owner-occupied product.
That's Pete Tecamp with the Phoenix firm Marcus & Millichap. Pete, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.